This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was shot during a campaign speech in Japan. Donna Warder has this.
Video from public broadcaster NHK shows Abe speaking. Then two gunshots are heard. The suspected gunman is then tackled to the ground. Abe was holding his chest when he collapsed. His shirt was smeared with blood, but he was able to speak before falling unconscious. Officials say the former prime minister was airlifted to a hospital, but was not breathing and his heart had stopped.
The U.S. is offering its thoughts and prayers, says Secretary of State Tony Blinken. We're learning that President Biden will take action today to protect access to abortion. The AP's Mike Gracia.
He's expected to formalize instructions to the Departments of Justice and Health and Human Services to push back on efforts to limit the ability of women to access federally approved abortion medication or travel across state lines to access clinical abortion services. Biden will also ask the Federal Trade Commission to take steps to protect the privacy of those seeking information about reproductive care online.
Memorial services and funerals today for three of the seven people killed in suburban Chicago when a gunman opened fire on a July 4th parade. A new AP poll shows Americans' concerns about inflation and personal finances are growing, but COVID is no longer a top issue for most of those who responded to us. A lot of people will be watching this morning when the Labor Department releases its latest jobs report. It's expected the nation gained 275,000 jobs last month. That would be the lowest monthly gain of the past year. This as many economists worry about a possible recession. China is accusing the U.S. of military collusion with Taiwan, to use Beijing's word. This is AP News. Now about Medicare and taxes.
Senate Democrats are looking to increase taxes on some of the nation's highest earners to shore up Medicare. Aides to Senate Democrats tell the AP that the senators are working on a tax bill targeting individuals who make $400,000 a year and couples who make $500,000 or more each year. The proposal could generate $203 billion over a 10-year period to delay a Medicare trust fund shortfall. Another measure is aimed at lowering prescription drug costs, including deductible limits and requiring Medicare to negotiate drug prices. Both signs that Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and West Virginia's Joe Manchin could be edging closer to a compromise on a scaled-back version of the economic plan that collapsed last year. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Gas prices keep falling. Gas is $4.72 a gallon this morning, says the AAA, 12 cents cheaper than a week ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Apartment People, champion, the trusted name in Columbus Living, brings you the District of Berkshire.
Man, it would be fun to live there, right by Tanger Outlet Malls. Oh my God, great location too, getting to and from Columbus, and a great deal right now.
Free rent until next year. Free rent until next year.
He ain't lying. Move in now, you don't pay rent until next year.
The District at Berkshire, available now at livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com.